I appreciate what's going on around here. I did not start it. I'm glad you can get help for your life. I'm here to tell you, people are struggling in their hearts in these days. Struggling with doubt and uncertainty. I tell you, it's a terrible thing. I've struggled with that. Just play me a little of that while I'm talking. I remember when I was a teenager, I used to meet underneath the back porch. I'd take a lawn chair, my flashlight, read my Bible. Couldn't stand up underneath the porch, but I'd spend the night down there and pray. And I got to struggling about my salvation. Devil, I mean, he'll work on you. And I remember one Saturday night of praying. I said, oh God, I just want to know. And I said, Lord, if I'm saved, just give us an unusual service tomorrow. Went to church that Sunday, and I'll do declare if we didn't have an unusual service. And boy, the load lifted off of me, and I was all right for about 2 weeks. And I got to wondering, well, what really was it an unusual enough service? Those struggles were real to me. They haunted me. And I remember I went to God and I said, Lord, I can't do nothing else. And I'm trusting what you said in your word. And when I did, the light come on. Have you ever doubted since? Never to that capacity. Never. Oh, a doubt or two here and there, but never to that kind of struggle. It got settled that night in my heart. God is faithful and true to his word. He put his word above his name. And whatever he says, you can take it to the bank and cash it. Glad I have a heavenly Father who can. Hallelujah to his name. I rejoice. I rejoice in a salvation that is sure and certain. I rejoice in a fountain that is filled with blood that washed my sins away. I rejoice in the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I'm glad. I rejoice in a hill called Calvary where he died for my sin. I rejoice in an empty tomb where the angel said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. I'm glad, hallelujah, he did the work. He did the work. Glory to his name. And if that ever breaks in on you, you can't do anything anyhow. Brother Bagwell was preaching last night about that son, that prodigal son. He had rehearsed all he was going to say to his father. He said, Father, I have sinned in thy sight. and in the sight of heaven. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And as soon as his father came to where he was at, and by the way, is the Lord that come where I was at, I could not get to him, but he did come to me. That son said, Father, I have sinned in thy, before thee and before heaven, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. And then the father interrupted him. He didn't let him say, make me as one of thy hired servants. You know why? Because that prodigal son wanted to try to pay back everything he had lost. He is going to try to work it out. He is going to try to pay the debt himself. He said, I'll just be like a servant, and I'll pay back all that I've wasted. I'll pay back all that I've thrown away. But the father interrupted him and wouldn't let him say that. Because you see, atonement is not based on what you and I can do. Atonement is not based on how much I can work and how much I can serve. But atonement is in the Father's love and mercy and grace toward our life. I say hallelujah, glory to his name. It's all him. And I remember the night I came to him, standing behind that choir, Poplar Springs Baptist Church. I knew that night I was lost, going to hell, and it scared me to death. And I knew if I didn't get saved that night and died, that's where it's going. And I sure didn't want to go. I stepped out from behind that pew, went and bowed in that altar, and God saved me. You say, when did he do it? Well, I figured out he saved me when I just stepped out. Because I done surrendered. I done surrendered out of the Holy Ghost and conviction. I called on his name, and I'm glad he heard me when I prayed. I bless his name. Bless his name tonight. It's all about him. I've got a heavenly Father who can. I couldn't wash away my sin. I couldn't take away the guilt. I couldn't settle the issue. But I've got a Father, hallelujah, who's able tonight? And if you need him, he'll help you. If you're lost, he'll save you. If you're away from God, he'll forgive you and bring you home. Thank God tonight. I want you to stand. I want them to sing a little more. God's speaking to your heart. You need to listen to him tonight. Let the Holy Ghost have his way in your life. You say, I ain't never been in a service like this. Well, hallelujah. It'll help you. But there's some people that are heavy-hearted, struggling in your soul. God loves you tonight. He's a drawing on you. He's a pulling on you. Sing me a little more, youngins.